Welcome to Gaia's Consciousness Podcast, expanding your mind and spirit. Learn even more at Gaia.com. Watch interviews, movies, and original series created to empower the evolution of consciousness. For more information, visit GaiaPodcast.com. Your journey begins here.
We have scientific evidence that you could create really coherent brainwave patterns. And it produces a very strong signal to the body, but the signal is not chemical. The signal is electric. It's producing a transcendental state of joy. The area of the brain that lights up every single time when this happens is the pineal gland, that little radio receiver in the back of your brain.
In the geometric center of the human brain is a tiny cone-shaped gland the size of a pea, known as the pineal gland. The pineal gland is responsible for producing and secreting the vitally important hormone melatonin in the body. But is there another substantial function of this gland? Ancient cultures and traditions revered the pineal gland for being the key to unlocking our universal connection and divine nature. Could there be any legitimacy behind these metaphysical beliefs? And if so, are there ways to consciously activate this gland for spiritual connection? As an integral part of the endocrine system, the pineal gland is a tiny organ with a long history. The name pineal comes from the Latin word pinea, meaning pine cone, due to the pineal gland's conical shape. The gland is often associated with higher states of consciousness. French philosopher René Descartes called the pineal gland the seat of the soul and believed it was the place in which all thoughts were formed. In Indian Hinduism, the chakra energy system correlates to the glands of the endocrine system in the body. Subsequently, the third eye, or Ajna chakra, corresponds to the pineal gland, which Hindus believe can serve as a gateway to becoming clairvoyant and enlightened.
The sixth chakra plugs into the pineal gland. The pineal gland has photoreceptors on it. And yet they knew that thousands of years ago before they ever knew that there were photoreceptors on the pineal. So that, to me, it shows you that we know a lot more in the past than we even do now with our technology.
References to the pineal gland can also be found in ancient Egyptian carvings and artifacts. Egyptian symbols of the Eye of Horus and Eye of Ra both closely resemble the pineal gland and where it resides in the brain.
This is what's called a sagittal section of the brain, a side view of the brain. And there's a very striking resemblance between the limbic brain and the Eye of Horus. And it's important for you to understand that this represents some type of inner vision. Pineal gland has been known to be called the third eye, because once it's stimulated and activated to the next level, it gives us profound inner vision.
For most of modern history, the pineal gland was shrouded in mystery. It wasn't until 1958 that scientists discovered that the pineal gland was responsible for producing and releasing melatonin. This hormone, derived from serotonin, helps to regulate our circadian rhythms.
When we're exposed to light, it stimulates that pineal gland, and serotonin kicks in to keep us active and aware. But when we're in the dark, that's when melatonin production kicks in, triggering a sleepy or restful state. And in this state, we may experience inner visions and dreams.
While serotonin and melatonin are certainly critical to the function of our bodies, it is speculated that there might be another, somewhat mysterious chemical component that the pineal gland also secretes, called N,N-dimethyltryptamine, or DMT.
DMT is this, dimethyltryptamine. It's what the theory is that it's what's released by the pineal gland that gives us these elevated states of insight.
Maybe DMT is the lens of our pineal gland, allowing us to see wider areas of reality than are normally accessible to our senses.
DMT is a psychoactive compound that is found in the human body, as well as in animals and at least 60 species of plants. It is also the main chemical component of the psychoactive ceremonial drink, ayahuasca.
It's a beverage, it's made from two plants, at least one of which contains dimethyltryptamine. These are essentially shamanic practices, and ayahuasca is at the center of that traditional mind-body kind of medicine.
Gaia.com lets you explore over 8,000 films, documentaries, and original series.
There's so much going on in the unseen world.
Hidden truth.
Why in the media today? They still seem to hold back on these incredible stories.
Behind an unknown universe.
Where science and spirituality all come together.
Gaia.com. Content you can't find anywhere else. For more information, visit GaiaPodcast.com.
In 2013, Professor Jimo Borjigin and her team discovered the presence of DMT in the pineal glands of rats, leading them to hypothesize that the pineal gland might synthesize DMT. However, more recent studies found that the two enzymes needed to biosynthesize DMT were not only found in the pineal glands of rats, but in other parts of the brain as well. When dimethyltryptamine is isolated from its source, it is considered an illegal drug in most countries worldwide. When taken this way, the effects are nothing short of mystical, with users reporting similar experiences of encountering strange entities and traveling outside of time and space.
One of the things that's unique about DMT is that it seems to get one into a state where there's an intelligence. And so there's been a lot of speculation as to what that might be. Might it be extra-dimensional beings, or might it just be activation of certain areas of the brain?
Scientists are currently unsure of the role of DMT in the body. But a theory popularized by Dr. Strassman is that the pineal gland releases DMT in large amounts while dreaming and when we die, accounting for the mystical near-death experiences that some people report. This hypothesis found some support in 2018 when researchers found that after inducing cardiac arrest in rats, DMT levels in the brains of 60% of them rose more than twofold. As if finding DMT in the pineal gland wasn't mysterious enough, another recent discovery was quite baffling. In 2002, scientists made the exciting discovery that calcite microcrystals exist on the pineal gland, and that these crystals can interact with electromagnetic fields.
These crystals have piezoelectric properties with excitability in the frequency range of mobile telecommunications. They theorize that the interactions of these crystals with global system for mobile telecommunication waves could constitute a new mechanism of transduction of the pineal membrane. What this means in layman's terms is that our pineal gland is a cell phone. The wireless transmitter that links us with universal consciousness is our pineal gland.
Using these latest discoveries in his work, brain researcher Dr. Joe Dispenza is teaching people how to activate the pineal gland in order to recapture the spiritual connection that he believes is everyone's right to access.
Now, what if you were to take one slow, steady breath, and as you slowly follow your breath and you contract those intrinsic muscles, as you follow your breath and you bring that breath all the way up to that pineal gland, and you hold your breath and you keep your attention on that pineal gland, that's your target. The act of contracting those muscles, along with the holding of your breath, would begin to push cerebral spinal fluid right up into your brain. And as you begin to hold your breath, you're pushing that cerebral spinal fluid right up against the crystals of the pineal gland. And then the mechanical stress begins to electrically activate those crystals. And we are turning on the radio receiver in the brain.
In addition to meditation, there are other techniques that people claim can activate the pineal gland for spiritual awakening. In addition, a 2013 study at the University of Melbourne found that Wi-Fi signals interfere with the function of the pineal gland to produce melatonin, and so experts suggest shutting it off before going to bed. Overall, the gland and its functions are still very much a mystery to modern science. It's possible that ancient civilizations may have known about the pineal gland's amazing spiritual potential, though that knowledge seems to have been lost to the modern world. But it is certain that this tiny endocrine gland has a history of mysticism that spans thousands of years. Perhaps the time has come to reconnect with our own pineal glands and explore our ancient spiritual roots.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gaia's Consciousness Podcast. Learn even more at Gaia.com and watch interviews, movies, and original series, all to empower the evolution of consciousness. For more information, visit GaiaPodcast.com. Gaia, watch, belong, transform.